Today's daf is Mishneh Berurah Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we begin with the start of Siman Vav at the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And we will do Sif Aleph today in Siman Vav, which deals with a very important brach of Asher Yotzar. One of the things that I heard from my Rebbeim, who said this over in the name of Yashab Yer Soloveitchik Zatzal, is that what differentiates the Jewish religion from other religions is our ability to turn the mundane into the holy. We make brachos about going to the bathroom. Very few other religions consider that something that you make a brach about. But in Judaism, we recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that the ability to go to the bathroom is a beautiful opportunity for us to express our thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the wonderful bodies He has given us and for the way which we can take in food and sustenance and relieve ourselves and be healthy and whole. The brach of Asher Yotzar contains within it many deep sodos u'remozim, very deep secrets and very deep ideas. And the Kaf HaChaim brings down that if somebody says Asher Yotzar with great kavana, is a great segula for good health. The Piskei Tshuvos brings down the Seder HaYom, who says, V'yivarech oso b'chavona, you should say Asher Yotzar with great kavana, V'yomar milo b'milo kol in yoneha, and you should say each word very carefully and very deliberately. And if you understand this bracha, and if somebody is careful with the saying of Asher Yotzar and understands it, he won't be sick all his days, he won't need doctors, and nor their healings. And therefore, vada, it's very important, to give our thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to understand this tremendously important bracha. So without further ado, let us begin with the holy words of the Mechaber, the beginning of Siman Vav Sif Aleph. Kishiyetze mi beis hakisei, when a person comes out of the bathroom and has taken care of his bodily needs, yivarech Asher Yotzar es ha'odom b'chochma. He should say the bracha of Asher Yotzar es ha'odom b'chochma. Now I won't go through the entire text, I'll just go through the text that the Mechaber brings down over here, but certainly everybody should be very familiar with this. This is one of the brachos that one says several times a day, and one should probably be familiar enough with this bracha to say it by heart if you don't have easy availability to a chart or a sitter. What does it mean, b'chochma? Hashem created man with chochma. So the Mechaber says, Shebriyas Adam hi b'chochma niflah. The human body is an unbelievably brilliant creation. Mechaber brings an alternate explanation in the name of Rashi, V'yesh Meforshim, Hashem Shaguf Dome Lenod Mole Ruach, V'hula Mole Nikovim. The body is like a container that is filled with air, and yet there are many holes in the body, Kidilakamon Besomuch, as we'll explain in a moment, and yet the air doesn't come out of the body, and this is a brilliant, wise creation. The Maharsha in Brachos gives an additional interpretation and says that the Chochma goes on a person, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man with the ability to have Chochma, Das u'svuna, as opposed to Shar Belichayim, other creations do not have Chochma. Other animals may have certain instincts or certain abilities, but they don't have Chochma. Still further, the Mechaber brings down the opinion of Tosos, Yesh Mefarshim B'Chochma, Shehiskin Mezonosov Shel Adam HaRishon V'yachachach Bero. The idea of the wisdom here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created first the food and the sustenance for man and only afterwards created man. That's what it means, Asher Yotzar Es Adam B'Chochma. Continuing the bracha, the Mechaber says, Uborobo Nikovim Nikovim Chalulim Chalulim. Pirush, what does this mean? He created holes and empty spaces. Pirush, Nikovim Rabim, he made it many holes in the person. Kigon Peh, the mouth, the Chotim, the nose, Upita Bas, the anus. And also the Gamborobo Evorim Rabim Chalulim, he created many organs that are hollow organs, Kimolev, the heart, the keras, the stomach, umayim, and the intestines. The Mishneh Berurah points out that when we meant before Chalulim, Pirush Evorim Chalulim, it meant organs that have spaces within inside them, and not V'lo Yomar Chalolim, and Hashem created spaces, because the Becholol, by a space, Lo Shayach Briya, we don't use the terminology, he created space. He created organs that have spaces, but we don't say he created space, open spaces. The Mechaber then brings down the girsa that he had, which is based upon the Rambam, She'im yisosem echod mehem, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to close off even one of these holes, Kolomar, Shebinakovim, these holes, Yesh nekev echod shu hapeh. For example, you have an opening like the mouth, Kishu b'me'ei imo husosem, inside the fetus growing inside the mother's stomach. If this were to be closed off, as it is, ukishiyotzi la'avir olam hu niftach, and when you come into the world when you're born, your mouth opens up to allow you to breathe. But if it didn't open up, and if in fact stayed closed, a person would not be able to survive even 1 second without having his mouth functional when he comes out of the womb and enters into the world. Similarly, the organs that have spaces inside of them or openings inside of them. If one of these openings were to be open, if one of these open spaces were to become open to the outside, a person couldn't live for even a second. What the Mechaber is alluding to over here is the unbelievable complexity and the changes that occur from the time a baby is inside its mother as a fetus, and then the time when the baby is born, the complex physiological changes that occur, the circulatory changes, the respiratory changes, that are absolutely phenomenal. If somebody can see the wondrous creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, going from being inside the mother to outside the mother, the changes in the human physiology that occur are absolutely amazing. And if somebody can't see this, they can't see the hand of God, I feel very sorry for them. Furthermore, the Mechaber writes, "Va'od yesh l'farish shegvul yesh li'adam sheicholim nekavuv lisasim v'lo yamos." There are certain boundaries, if you wish. Up to that point, in fact, if you were to close off one of the nekavim, the openings, you wouldn't die. However, v'kivin she'adar oso agvul, but if you go beyond that boundary, e'af sholiskayim afilu sho'achas, then going beyond that, a person couldn't live for even a second. Examples of this would be the openings for the genital urinary tract, as well as the openings for the gastrointestinal tract, the urethra at the tip of the genital urinary tract, and the tabas, the rectum area for the gastrointestinal tract. All of these there can be opened or closed for certain amounts of time. They have to be opened and closed properly for a person to survive. If you go beyond a certain period of time with them being either open or closed incorrectly, it can lead to hazardous and fatal complications. Similarly, ubichal ha'evarim ha'chalulim, if you have the organs that have spaces inside of them, shimi paseach echad mehem, if one of these spaces were to open up, and a person would be unable to live. For example, hem keres u'meyayim. These are tubes, structures like the stomach and the intestines have open spaces inside of them. But if they were to puncture inside the body, as opposed to the openings being at the front of the gastrointestinal tract by the mouth and ending off at the rectum, if you have a puncture, rachmana litzlan, so then a person can die from all the complications of having a ruptured intestinal system. Shapir havi shevach zeh, the inyan asiyas tzrachav. And this is why this bracha particularly is appropriate to be connected to going to the bathroom, because this is one example, one of the classical examples of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brilliance in building the human body, in that it's related to the gastrointestinal tract, which of course is related to going to the bathroom, and that's why this bracha was instituted by Chazal in relationship to going to the bathroom. The Efshar O, the Mechaber says, furthermore, Shemi Achar, Shemi Yotzei L'Nekovav, Biyoser, Achim Ovar, Hagvul Yomus. Furthermore, that if the openings over here are open for too long a period of time, going beyond the boundaries, a person will die. Bechlal, Shemi Poseach Echad Mehemhu. That also is appropriate for the concept of if your openings are open, and that's why when we say if one of them should be open, that also is related to the bathroom. That's why this bracha was instituted in regards to being made after one goes to the bathroom. As I mentioned, the girsa that we had, which puts imi sosem ahead of im yipaseach echad mehem, is the girsa that the Mechaber wrote here, which is based upon the girsa of the Rambam, which is the girsa that Svardim use. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, abol girsa shalonu, v'rashi, v'rif, v'arosh, for Ashkenazim, as well, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, this is the shita of the Gra, we say first, im yipaseach echad mehem, and then, o yisoseim echad mehem. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that the Mechaber's shita is to say the words, afilu shoa echos, v'koshelo, and he says there's a problem with that. The Adam Sosin Piv Harbe shows. He says there are many orifices that are closed for Shoa Achas, and nothing happens to the person. For example, you keep your mouth closed parts of the day. You keep other parts of your body closed parts of the day. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says the more correct girsa, Avo Min Hagenu, Shelo Lomar Afilu Shoa Achas, which is the minhag of many Ashkenazim. Although some Ashkenazim also say Afilu Shoa Achas, as do many Svardim. Taz essentially says, it's brought down in the Ber Heitev, that both Giritzos are correct, and one should say whichever one they are appropriately used to saying. The Mishnah Berurah then goes into a discussion as to the correct pronunciation of the word efshar. He brings down actually that many suggest that the pronunciation should be efshar, using a tzeri instead of a chirik underneath the aleph of e, ki hamila nigzeres min ayin, because the root of the word comes from the word ayin, nothing. And this is the Berhete's opinion, the Prima Godim's opinion. However, the Shari Tshuva brings down that our girsa, which many of us say, which is efshar, is also correct, and it comes from a proper diktuk and background in grammar as well, based upon Rashi, and therefore the poskim say whichever girsa you say is correct. The Mechaber continues and says the bracha ends rofe chol basar. He actually has the words rofe choli kol basar, and we do not say that, by the way. Al shem hanekavim shebarabo lahotzi psolis macholo. This is beautiful idea that when we eat, we take in all sorts of good nutrition, and we yet are able to reject the waste. If it were to stay inside the person, all the waste would build up, and it would be a terrible thing. Rachmana litzlan, somebody who's constipated, or somebody who's obstipated, which is severe constipation, they can be in tremendous pain, and it can lead, of course, to your stomach bursting, intestines having perforations, and all sorts of problems, and this can lead to death, of course. V'hotza also hi refu, and therefore the relief of such waste, the passing of such waste, is actually a tremendous bracha and a refu for a person. And we allude to that by saying, rofei chulei kol basar, umafli lasos, and with tremendous wonderment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to go to the bathroom. Mimnesha Adam Doma Lenod Male Ruach, man is compared to a container that is filled with air. Vimyas Adam Banod Nekev Kihuda Shalmachat Haruach Yotze. Imagine a balloon. If you make a little thin pinprick in the balloon, even a very, very small hole like the size of a needle, all the air suddenly will burst out. Nevertheless, V'ha'adam Male Nekovim, man is filled with orifices and holes. Nevertheless, v'rucho mishtameres besocho, neshama stays inside of us. Hareze pele, this is an amazing thing. V'od yesh lefarish, furthermore, the Mechaber writes, al shem sheborer tuv hamayachul v'docha psolis. The whole beauty of the gastrointestinal tract in that we can take in only the nutrients that we require and all the rest is expelled as waste is in and of itself a true pele. The Ramah adds over here, v'od yesh lefarish, another explanation, shemafli lasos b'mesh shomer ruach ha'odom b'kirbo, v'kosher dover ruchani b'dover gashmi. The wondrous thing over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to connect the spiritual with the gashmias, that the ruach, meaning the neshama over here, is inside of a person, and yet it's connected to the body, and this is maintained. This metaphysical relationship between the neshama and the body is able to be maintained, and that's a wondrous thing. And all of this exists only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rofei Kol Basar, the one who heals all flesh. And this way a person can maintain his health and his neshama can stay inside of him. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Bach and the Shalah, the Mati Moshe, who say that we do not say the word Rofei Choli Kol Basar. We just say Rofei Kol Basar. The Taz says that Isaac Girsa is correct, and whichever one is accustomed to saying, one should continue to say. The Mishnah Berurah adds that the Sefer Kavanos writes, Hanishoma Nehenis Meruchnius Hamaychol. Somehow the Neshama is able to gather its required sustenance from the physical foods that we eat. Vaguf Nene Migashmius Hamaychol. And your body gets the physical needs from the same food. And this way, the neshama is somehow intertwined with the body. This is the Pella, so says the Magen Avraham. The Piskei Tshuvos brings down a number of other interesting points about this bracha of Ashi Yatzar. Since it's such an important bracha, one should say it while one is standing up. And ideally, after one's hands have already been dried, this is according to the sheet that it says that you still have the Ruach Ra on your hands that we learned previously about until one's hands are dried. Certainly one should not be doing anything else while one is saying the bracha, although one could still be drying the hands according to those that say you can say the bracha or start reciting the bracha while your hands are still wet. There is a machlokes as to whether this is a bracha of shevach v'hodah or a bracha of birchas hanenin. Is it something that we just praise Hashem for, or is it something that we're thanking Hashem for a physical need? And therefore, if it is a bracha of shevach v'hodah, then one would be able to be motzei somebody else, even though you don't have to go to the bathroom yourself, or didn't go to the bathroom yourself, but you could still say the bracha for someone else. If it's a bracha of hananin, so then you wouldn't be able to do this. Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins, l'chumra over here, that we don't make a bracha for someone else unless we also have to make the bracha ourselves. A number of other interesting things are brought down. The word chalulim has a gematria of 124, and when we say chalulim, chalulim, that adds up to 248, which the Medrash Tanchuma says, of course, is the gematria of ramach, the number of evarim, 248 that a person has in their body. Further delving into the esoteric, the Arizal says that there are 45 words in this bracha, kiminyan odom, the gematria of the word odom, 45. There are several different calculations as to how you get the 45 words, and there are a number of different nuschos that don't seem to be makpid, especially careful that there are 45 words, but that's an interesting additional Kabbalistic deep idea here in this bracha. Bottom line, Asher Yotzeh is a fascinating bracha, a bracha that's made about going to the bathroom, making us understand that every single thing we do in this world is related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And nothing, even our defecating in the bathroom, is something that can't be turned into something holy and something to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator of the wondrous world and the wondrous bodies that he has given us. That is the end of today's shiur.